And welcome to Talk of the Town, the latest in music, arts, and entertainment. I am your host, Lisa Dascoli. Along with me tonight is my co-host, Annie Weiss.
Hi, Annie. Lisa. Happy Valentine's Day.
Don't start. Do not start. We won't go there yet. We also have some very funny ladies with us tonight. It's girls' night.
Woo!
It's girls' night. So we have very funny comedian, Tina Marie. Hey, Tina.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Good. Thank you for coming this evening. And Kelly Shannon.
Pleasure to be here with you ladies.
Thank you, Kelly. Now, Kelly is going to do something very special for us this evening. She's going to do some psychic tarot readings for us because I realize that, unfortunately, not one of us is in a relationship right before Valentine's Day.
We are all single.
Single.
All of us.
All the single ladies.
Put your hands up.
Yes. Oh, well. Now, before we go any further, there was a couple things that I just wanted to mention. Some friends of mine over at the Fort Lee Film Commission are having an upcoming fundraiser on February the 15th. And it's for the Fort Lee High School Drama Department. Mm-hmm. And you know, as I'm a very big fan of the theater. Mm-hmm. The theater is very important to me. So I love schools that have theater programs because I think it does a lot for kids. So anybody who is interested in learning more about it, the number for reservations is 201-693-2763. Also, it's a special evening in and of itself. A very dear friend to our show, Richard Skipper.
Yes, love Richard.
It is his birthday this evening.
Happy birthday, happy birthday. Richard.
Happy birthday.
And at this moment, he is celebrating at Sardi's. So
jealous.
Yes.
So nice place.
It's beautiful.
Very nice. And I'm sure he's having a fabulous time with all kinds of wonderful people surrounding him. But he is a very good friend to our show. And I just wanted to shout out and tell him we love you.
Love you, Richard. Happy birthday.
All right. So back to this whole Valentine's Day.
This single ladies. This Galentine's Day.
Well, you know, Tina, let's start with you. I know you've got some shows coming up very soon. You also are part of the Johnny Watson show.
Yes. I do the social media for the Johnny Watson show, and I also do a segment called Love and Laughter.
Ha-ha, which is why we have you here tonight. Tell us about it.
I'm sort of the defunct relationship expert on the show. As I'm probably the only single one on the show, I think, except for Doug Max.
Okay.
He's another comedian.
Oh, Doug Max.
And what do you talk about? Tell us.
I try to give the guys dating tips.
Give the guys dating tips.
Yes. I feel like they lack knowledge on how to keep a woman,
mm-hmm.
how to keep us happy.
Yes.
You don't have to feel, I know they love
you. Listen to the show.
You know, I am the mother of girls, so I don't have the opportunity to train new and upcoming men. So, right. But I've always thought to myself that women who have boy children, why aren't you imparting this on their, you know, letting them know it's not nice to cheat on a woman? That's not nice.
No, it's very not nice.
You know,
I have a younger brother, Steven, who's 17. He's 10 years younger than me, and I have two other sisters, so mm-hmm. I'm the second oldest four. And Steven is the only boy, the Messiah. I mean, only son, mm-hmm. and
the golden boy,
the golden child, and he knows what to do and what not to do because he was raised by women. You got to really drill it in their head.
I see. I think that's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know,
you've got to start young.
Yes.
Yep.
And let them know this is what's, you know, this is how you should treat a girl.
I can't say that always works because I had two brothers and one was always very thoughtful to women, bring them flowers, call them up. And the other one was in a whole other ballgame. He was married three times.
Oh,
so you can come from the same household and still not have the same values.
Really? That's now, so Kelly, let's talk to you for a couple minutes. You've got an upcoming appearance at Trax.
Yes, I'm also a comedian as well as a tarot card reader, psychic, and a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, how did that happen? Like,
I started doing cards about 22 years ago.
Okay.
And I was hanging out at a place called the Whiskey Cafe in Lyndhurst. And I brought my cars one day, and I had a line. So the owner said to me, would you like to try this for a month? Mm-hmm. I said, sure, why not? Make a little extra money, read the cards. That month has turned into, it will be 20 years this December that I'm at the Whiskey Cafe every Monday night.
Oh, that's amazing.
And because I do country line dancing and I hang out there a lot, I happened to be there on a Tuesday night when this strange little man named Bob Gonzo came in. And he said, we're having a comedy night tonight. Would you like to stay? And I stayed and I went back the next week and I brought my friends and I started talking to some of the comics and about the things that happen in my life. And they said, you really should be doing this. So, I don't know, Bob does a class, and I did the class for a little bit, and I became one of Bob's comics, and I've been doing comedy ever since.
Excellent.
Love it.
You want to start by doing a reading right now?
Sure. Who wants to get read?
Ooh, me first.
You want to get read? Yeah. Okay. All right, I'm going to let you take those real quick.
Okay.
And just shuffle them real quick.
I'm not such a good shuffler.
That's okay. We're going to do it down and dirty. I'm not going to do the whole thing.
Okay.
So
do a quickie reading.
Yeah. It may not be as accurate as I'd like it to be, but we'll see what we get out of it.
Okay.
So this is going to be like a Tinder reading.
Yes.
High five,
good.
Girl.
Oh my God, very good.
Story of my life.
Who's Lucas?
Lucas?
Yes.
Oh, God. I literally went on one date with a guy named Lucas.
You're going to hear from him or you're going to see him or see something about him.
Okay.
I feel like there's a telephone call coming your way. This is telling me it's not over.
Okay.
You're holding on to somebody from your past, though.
Yes.
You need to get rid of him because those feelings are holding you back.
Yeah.
You also want everything.
How did you know?
We're females.
Exactly.
We always want everything.
But you're also very nurturing, and that's what gets you into trouble. You try and take care of everybody,
and you
can't do that.
Yes, she does.
I told her that.
Yes, you did.
She tried to...
Lots of changes coming away. You're moving.
Okay.
Your career's moving in a different direction, as is you'll be moving from where you're staying probably in the next 6 to 8 months.
Oh, my God. Okay. That's amazing. One more.
Okay. One more. Very impatient. Things don't move fast enough for you.
Yes.
And you do have a legal matter coming your way. I would watch out for red lights, stop signs, anything like that.
Okay.
I've had this card come up with other people.
Okay.
I had one girl come back and said, you were so totally off. You told me I was going to get a ticket and it wasn't going to cost a lot of money. You told me be careful of red lights. I said, well, what happened? She said, I got a DWI. I
was like,
really?
Oh, God. Legal matter.
Legal
God
matter.
Forbid that won't happen to me.
Tarot card reading is great. Mm-hmm. I always tell people it's not an exact science.
Right.
Take it with a grain of salt. If it happens, come back to me and let me know. And more often than not, people will come back. I've actually saved a life or two in my readings. A girl came to me and she asked me about her ex-husband. I said, you need to go back and tell him to have his stomach looked at.
Oh, wow. Mm.
And she did, and he just kind of poo-pooed it. And about 2 months later, he was having a problem. And she said, you know, go to the doctor. Kelly said, there's something wrong with your stomach. Go to the doctor. Well, when he came out of the doctor's office, he had all these tests done. He had an endoscopy. They told him if he hadn't gone when he did, he would have had full-blown colon cancer.
Thank God he went. Mm.
Well, then the same woman comes back. She says, so how is he doing? I said, well, you need to watch his heart. And he had a heart attack two weeks later.
God.
So she doesn't come to me anymore. She's afraid to ask about her husband or ex-husband, actually. She said, I want to kill him, but not that way. Thanks,
right. Cal.
You're welcome.
That was wonderful.
Absolutely.
Right.
I'll go next.
Tina's next.
Sounds exciting.
And it's funny because the Whiskey Cafe, they call me the Whiskey Witch. So they have it plastered all over the place, the Whiskey Witch, and the owner keeps busting my chops. He says, where is your broom?
Where is it?
I said,
don't see one.
I said, well, honey, you know, it's 2015. I don't use a broom anymore. I use a dustbuster. It gets better mileage.
I was actually really excited about this all day since I saw it on the Facebook page that Kelly was going to be here.
That anybody who's listening, and please tell your friends to listen and to like us on Facebook, and also to go to the website, which is www.broadbandboxoffice.com, talk of the town.
All right, I'm getting somebody talking to me, and I have no idea what it means because it's saying caramel. So I don't know if you're fond of caramel candies or you wear a lot of brown. It's just really something funky coming up.
That's funny.
The other owner at the Whiskey Cafe, actually, I keep telling him that I won't do his cards. And he asked me why, and I told him because I don't read porno. Ah, you are moving in a positive direction.
I hope so.
Things are, before it was two steps forward, three steps back. Now you're moving in a positive direction. But you too are holding on to something or something from your past. You need to get rid of it. It's causing too much negative energy. And you're worrying over things that you have no control over. I do apologize if I speak fast, because when it reads in a line, it'll come out faster. Mm-hmm. Got changes coming up. You're changing jobs. There's something coming around. It's going to be different from what you're doing now, but it's going to be very good for you. Okay. You've got some new choices coming your way. These are things that you might want to try. You don't have to try, but they're going to be out there for you to try. There's also a gentleman named Nicholas around you. And I don't know why he is something. I'm getting a postal worker, too. Don't ask me why.
Postal worker.
Yes, but you need to come back and let me know if you find this person.
That's kind of sexy.
I had an interview yesterday with a man named Nicholas.
Oh, okay.
But he wasn't a postal worker.
He may have started out in the mailroom. You never know.
Maybe.
And as I always tell people, if you find this special guy, see if he's got a friend for me.
Okay. Absolutely.
But you're taking too much on yourself. You're thinking too much, you're overthinking, and you're putting out some negative vibes. You got to just pick your battles. I'm a water sign. I don't know about you.
Yes.
And I'm a Cancer, and I worry about everything. And now I just have to sit there and say, okay, so I got a leak in the ceiling. Nothing I can do about it now. Mm-hmm. Put a bucket under it, because otherwise I'm up all night reading. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm sitting there looking at it, and there's nothing I can do about it. But you got some good things coming your way.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to make some positive changes.
What'd you do to your hand?
Which one? My hand? My
right
left?
One.
My right hand?
Yeah, because I'm getting pain off of it.
Carpal
tunnel?
Well, I had pain in my left hand.
Oh, well, your left is my right.
Yes. Exactly.
We're sitting across from each other.
Yeah,
I will validate that.
Yes.
And I'm blonde. I don't know left from right, okay? You need to have that checked out.
Kelly, we have somebody calling in.
Her name is Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Jenny?
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing, Jenny?
I'm okay, and yourself?
I'm very good. You have a dog?
No.
Because I see a dog coming into your life. I don't know why. Boyfriend have a dog by any chance?
His family has a dog. It's okay. The family dog. I hate her.
That might be why I'm getting the dog.
She's just so big. She's just a huge dog, and I can't carry her. I can't do what I, like, treat her like a baby.
Aww.
She's a huge dog.
So what were you looking to know from your reading?
Well, I'm actually, okay, I've been really kind of wanting to start a YouTube channel and hopefully get some kind of recognition from it. And I was wondering, should I continue pursuing it, or should I just try to kind of, like, leave it alone?
You've got a whole lifestyle change coming up. You've got the death card, which is my favorite card in the deck. It's the end of the old, the beginning of the new.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's emotional and physical cleaning, house cleaning. This is a new venture for you. Sort of a new venture, because I feel like you've dabbled in it before, but you didn't get as far as you wanted to. And that's coming up over here. There's just somebody that's holding you back. There's a lot of gossip and backstabbing around you for some reason. Don't let this person put any negative vibes on you. You need to do what you need to do. I think this is a very good idea for you. Are you going to go into this with your boyfriend or another male partner?
Well, my boyfriend does want to be included in the channel, and I have thought about it here and there. It's just that I'm afraid to do it because sometimes I kind of want to have my own.
I think you can go into it with him first. And then he may drop off later.
Okay.
But it is definitely, it's a positive thing for you. I would definitely go for it.
Go for it.
Yep.
Thanks, okay. Jen. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Beautiful.
I have one more thing.
Sure.
Thing. This is my last question. I'm sorry. Right. Can I ask one or no more?
Sure.
Okay. I have a one-year-old son, and we're currently living under my parents' roof, and I'm starting to get to the point of maybe should this year be the year where it's time for me to leave?
I'm sorry to say, I don't think it's going to be this year. I think it's going to be next year. You need to take this year to get all your ducks in a row.
Now, when you say that, do you mean, are you talking about me just setting goals for the YouTube channel? Or
setting goals for the YouTube channel, getting your finances steady, just getting your whole life in order.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Jenny.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, all right, Jenny. Love you. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, you never tell me you love me when you
love
hang out with
Cal.
Me.
You know I do.
It was so easy to get her to do it. Why can't I get a guy to do it?
You know? Oh, you know. That, if you could answer that, honey, you wouldn't have to read cards
right.
or do
exactly.
All right, I guess it's my turn then.
Yeah. All right, you can shuffle them up a little bit.
All righty.
This is fun.
See, you guys, you're all so much younger than me.
No.
I'm going to be 52. I'm going to be 53. Oh, my goodness.
You're a fine wine.
Yes. But as you get older, dating is difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Men become like parking spots. All the good ones are taken and the rest are handicapped. And I am the queen of the handicapped. And it also gets to that age where all the older guys think you're the younger woman.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to keep them alive just to date them. I'm just looking for one 80-year-old who right. has a lot of money and 1 foot on a banana peel. Okay? That's all I want.
Okay.
You have a gentleman coming into your life, my dear.
Oh, jeez.
And it's not a cat.
And it's not a cat. Now... You have a lot of stuff going on here. You've got some more money coming into your life. You've got a nice water sign coming in. Possibility of marriage with this person later on.
You're scaring me.
I'm sorry. This is a brand new year for you. It's a brand new beginning. You're starting off fresh. The whole year is fresh. You've got a new man coming in. You've got some new finances coming your way. And you're starting to get rid of some of the old stuff in your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got to see where this is going. Sorry. There was somebody around you who wasn't being very honest.
Mm-hmm.
And you
mm-hmm.
held that with you for a long time, so you mm-hmm. started putting a wall up.
Yep.
And now you're finally at that point where you're ready to let somebody new in.
I don't know about that part, but I definitely have the wall up. This person really hurt me.
Well, this person that's coming in starts out as a friend and moves into your relationship area.
Okay.
But it's definitely you're walking away from a bad part of your life and you're starting new. And remember, see if he's got a friend for me.
I love Kelly. Kelly, I love you.
Thank you. Somebody loves me besides my cats. Yes, I'm also a crazy cat lady.
I think I told you this. Well, I said it on air last month, was it?
Yes.
Yes, that a friend of mine, she had read my cards, and she said, you know, there was somebody coming into my life, and he was light-haired. And I said, well, you know, I usually go for the dark hair, Italian looking. And she said, I don't care. This is a male coming into your life and his light hair. And somebody approached me to foster a cat, and it was a white cat. And I called my girlfriend. I said, it's a cat.
Well, you're safe this time because I see a dark haired gentleman coming into your life.
More my type.
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
And it seems to be a water sign.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Very homebody, home oriented. And
you got a long
he could be emotional.
Signs. Yeah, he could be emotional, yeah.
Now, water signs, just review with me real quick. That's
Cancer, Aquarius, Pisces, and Scorpio.
I hope not a Scorpio.
No, Scorpios are very nice people, but they don't tell you everything.
Mm.
They hold things, and they just give you little bits at a time, and they tend to have a little bit of a temper also.
You think?
Sagittarius, depends on how you like them. They can be oversexed.
That's not so bad.
Yeah. Capricorn is your true. They're stubborn. Stubborn along with Taurus.
Yeah.
But your water signs are usually more down to earth. They're more comfortable on their skin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, take me. I'm a fat chick and I'm comfortable in my skin.
Oh, you're not. You're beautiful.
Aw, thank you, Annie.
Yeah, I know. What else have you got going on? I know you ladies are both, we talked a little bit about Johnny Watson with you, Tina. What else have you got going on? Any appearances coming up?
Right now, I am actually doing what she said. I'm taking care of my my arm pain, my health. I already know
That's
about
wild.
It.
That's wild. I mean,
Yeah.
Okay, we didn't know this.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I'm taking a little time. I shouldn't say time off, but I'm cutting a little bit back. So I'm basically just doing booked mics just around New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Where can we see you next?
Tomorrow night I'm going to be at, What's tomorrow night? Tomorrow night, tomorrow night.
Thursday.
The state. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Tomorrow I'm going to be at McLinn's in Springfield.
Okay.
Very good.
Yes.
That's a great place. I played there once before myself.
Yes.
And where can we see you after?
I am going to be at Tracks 202 in Boot, New Jersey. On Match. I can't even talk today. On March 1st. Match.com. March 1st.
See what we started.
She's going to be finding us, guys.
Yeah. See what we started?
I'm going to go home and type in OK Cupid and see what I get. I did that, by the way.
Did you?
Yes. And I got a little 27-year-old.
Oh.
And he kept messaging me back and forth and back and forth. And I said, you do know that I'm like twice your age. And he wrote back, he said, the fact that you're a Mets fan bothers me more than the fact that you're twice my age.
Well, I have to be honest, that's been my experience, that I've usually had younger men around me. So any view with this person?
This one seems to be around your age.
Okay.
Yeah. He's not real young and he's not older.
Okay.
He might be a year or two younger.
Okay,
that's not bad.
I'm good with that.
You won't have to teach him anything.
But will he have his own car? That's most important.
And his own apartment.
That's most important. You can't live with mom.
Please. No. We're done. We're done with that.
I've been having such bad luck with guys. Like, I don't know.
What was it Betty said she wanted you off of?
Oh, yeah. My mom, she goes, I want you off of that tumble of fish. What is that?
The tumble of fish.
I don't think those boys are very nice.
They're not.
They're not very nice. And I was dating a guy. He was like, oh, we have our next caller. We got Jamie on the line.
Okay.
Hi, Jamie.
Hey.
Hey. So we're going to get your cards read.
Okay.
Say hi to Kelly.
Jamie. Hi.
How are you? Is there any specific thing you'd like to know about?
Well, right now I'm in the process of applying to law school.
Very good. Who is pregnant around you? Somebody around you is having a baby.
No one that I know of.
Interesting.
Unless someone's pregnant and doesn't know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a possibility. I've gotten in trouble a few times with that. I was reading off a girl, not using the cards, and I hadn't seen her in like 20 years. We went to high school together. And she said, well, what do you get off of me? I said, you're supposed to have three kids. She said, no, I'm not. I said, well, it's not an exact science.
Yeah.
She said, no, I got two boys and have my tubes tied. And a month later, I got an email. She said, what did you say about having another child?
Mm-hmm.
She's got a little girl now.
Aww.
Her husband blames me. I'm like, dude, wrong equipment. You're coming to the wrong person. And I did a party, and I was leaving, and this woman, she said, can you read my friend real quick before she leaves? And I said, oh, you're going to have another baby. She said, no, I'm not. She said, my daughter's 11 months old, and I'm on the pill. So a month or so later, I get a phone call from this woman. She said, you have to listen to what's on my answering machine. And all the message was, I'm going to kill your freaking psychic. Once again, not my fault.
That's literally calling kill the messenger.
Exactly. Yeah. Jamie, what the heck's been going on with you? Your life is in chaos over here.
A little bit, yeah.
Were you supposed to be moving?
I'm going to be moving soon once I get into law school.
Okay. It's been postponed a little bit. It's not going to come up as fast as you wanted it to. You do have a lot of unsettlement. You did have a lot of unsettlement. You were trying to take on too many things at one time. And that's going to calm itself down.
That sounds like me, yeah.
Yeah. And you need to watch out because you tend to, with your friends, you tend to put more into relationships than you get out of them. You need to make sure they're a little bit more balanced because there is somebody who's close to you who's not really being fair with you.
Okay.
She's expecting more of your time than she's willing to give you.
Uh-huh.
Money looks better. It's starting to pick up a little bit. Did you just get a new job?
No, I've been at my job for a year and a half now.
Okay.
It's fairly new, I guess.
Well, I don't know if you're getting a raise or you just got a raise, but there is some more money coming your way.
And I did just get a raise.
Yay!
You dating now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, are you very fond of this person?
I am. We've been together for almost 5 years.
Okay, he needs to chill out a little bit, too. he's a little too intense. And there can get to a point where you may actually walk away because he doesn't back off.
Uh-oh.
So just keep that in mind. A little bit more balance coming your way this year, though. You just need to stop worrying over the things that you shouldn't be worrying about. We talked about that before. It puts too much negative energy out there. If you don't think it's, you need to worry about it. What sign are you, Jamie?
What?
What sign are you?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh, okay. Some things you're worrying about that you really shouldn't worry about, and one of those is law school. Just enjoy it while you can because it's going to be the best years of your life.
Well, I hope so.
Did you have anything else you wanted to know?
No, that was it.
Okay.
Pretty quick. Thank you for calling,
Thanks, Jamie.
You're welcome.
All right. See you later. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And you have been listening to Talk of the Town on BroadbandBoxOffice.com. Just to let you know, please like us on Facebook. Annie and I are very excited. We are at 100 likes so far. And
107.
107. Ooh, wow. Okay, I missed those. So please check us out. You can always listen to this broadcast on the internet. There's always the archive file. So if there's ever a guest that you want to check out, or if there's anybody that you'd like to see on our show, please send us a message on Facebook. And we look forward. The ladies, thank you so much. Again, thank you to Tina Marie for being with us this evening. Thank you to Kelly Shannon for those wonderful readings. Yes. I'm going to get you offline, though, lady. I'm going to talk.
I'm already thinking of questions to have your brain with.
She's ladies and gentlemen, this poor woman is going to be devoured when we get off of the air.
I'm at the Whiskey Cafe in Lyndhurst every Monday night. Just call, make a reservation.
There you go.
I will see you
Whiskey
on
Cafe,
Monday.
And that is in Lyndhurst.
Lyndhurst, New Jersey. And it's 201-939-4889 every Monday from 7 till 9.
Okay, very good. And we will see you next month, or we'll hear you. You'll tune in next month on March the 11th. Remember, we've moved to Wednesdays at 8 o'clock. So on behalf of everybody, BroadbandBoxOffice.com, I say I'm Lisa Descoli, and thank you so much for listening.
Host of the Randy Lupo Show on Broadband Box Office. Wait, is that a tongue twister or an alliteration? Come meet my favorite people, comedians, actors, writers, spiritual people, and everyone in between. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
It's the Mark Daisy Show, filled with gifts, fun, and surprises, and $20,000 in cash for every viewer. Well, maybe not. But we do talk about stuff and things that you might want to think about after, before, and during the show. It's engaging, at least. So come by, won't you? We're here at Facebook, on iTunes. We broadcast from VK Media right here on the East Coast, and we're part of BroadbandBoxOffice.com. Check us out. Come by. Like us. Do what you can. Spend some time. Take some time off. Sit down. Have a viewing. It's happening. It's now. It's controversial. Or maybe not. But we could use a couple of more viewers. Maybe starting with you. Won't you?
Hello? Hello, this is Dr. Barry Prostowski. I invite you to watch Courageous Doctors, an exciting new show on Broadband Box Office about how healthcare is affecting you today.
Hi, my name is Tom Ragu of the Tom Ragu Sit-Down Comedy Show. You can listen to us at the Broadband Box Office. And for more information, please visit www.tomragu.com/podcast.